With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Bangladesh ousted Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has been sentenced to death for her involvement in using deadly force against the uprising that forced her into exile. A tribunal convicted Hasina of committing crimes against humanity and sentenced her in absentia. Now, she fled to India, which has declined to extradite her, reducing the likelihood that she'll face execution. A victory for the Trump team Monday with its plan to secure and govern Gaza, receiving strong approval at the United Nations. A drone has struck a huge Turkish tanker in the Ukraine port of Odessa.
The MT Orinda was hit during the offloading of liquefied petroleum gas at Ishmael port. All 16 crew on board were evacuated and no one was hurt. Ukrainian officials have not commented specifically on the tanker, although an official says Russian drones attacked the Odessa region overnight and damaged energy and port infrastructure in several cities. Ishmael lies on the Black Sea estuary and is one of a string of ports that are vital for Ukrainian imports and exports. The attack occurred a day after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky signed a deal to import U.S. liquefied natural gas through the area. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Well, hundreds of National Guard troops deployed to Chicago and Portland, Oregon, are now being sent home, and those who do remain will not be on the streets. A defense official says all 200 California Guard troops deployed to Oregon and another 200 Texas Guard troops in Chicago are now being sent home. Move is part of a broader change in deployments after the president began to crack down various cities. This is SRN News. Well, a date has been set for a key Supreme Court case.
The justices will sit on January 13th to hear arguments on the constitutionality of two state laws that bar boys from playing on girls' sports teams in Idaho and West Virginia. A growing number of states are passing similar statutes amidst backlash from parents, coaches, and feminists over the gradual invasion of female sports by males. A ruling in the case is expected in the summer of next year and promises to be another landmark. Michael Harrington reporting.
One of the most spectacular examples of Renaissance illuminated manuscripts now on a rare public display. 15th century Borso d'Este Bible is known for its miniature paintings in gold. It was unveiled last week in the Italian Senate, where officials say it will remain on display until January 16th. This is SRN News. President Trump scrapping U.S. tariffs on coffee, fruits, beef, and other commodities. Now, that move comes amid mounting pressure to combat high consumer prices.
I think it'll take another 6 to 9 months for Trump to fix this problem because it's embedded in the system, just like it took Reagan about 2 years to fix the inflation problem that he inherited from Jimmy Carter back about 40 years ago.
Economist Steve Moore confident that President Trump will overcome the increasing cost of living.
If you want a lower cost of living, guess what? Move to Texas, move to Florida, move to the Carolinas, move to Tennessee or Utah. That's where things are a lot cheaper. You can afford to buy a house and you can afford to raise your family there.
Former Cleveland Browns quarterback Bernie Kosar received a liver transplant after being on a waiting list for more than a year. Officials say he's doing just fine. More details at srnnews.com.